Hello?
Hey Alpha, good morning, it's Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I think you left early Friday.
I did.
I called you several times, but you are not on the phone.
They ended up letting me go early, so I took advantage.
I know. I said,
But I wanted
yeah,
to talk to you because I got your facts
deserve.
here.
Yes.
We're missing some signatures on it, so
Really?
I wanted to kind of go over that with you and make sure you got everything. If you do you have it in front of you by chance?
Let me bring from the cards in my car.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Where is my key?
How was your weekend?
I'm walking to
Okay. No
the
worries. Did you have a good
garage.
weekend?
Busy working.
Yeah, you guys are
Was
busy over
busy,
the
thanks
weekend?
to God.
Yeah,
I was
good.
busy.
That's good.
That's nice. That's vacation.
Yeah. It's okay. You're making money, so
That's true. That's true.
there's nothing wrong with
That's
that.
what I need this time.
Absolutely.
I was on vacation 1 month, so that's fine. That's enough. Okay. Okay, which page?
Okay, so on the, let me see, what page is that? I think it's page, I don't think it's labeled a page actually on the bottom. Oh, page one.
Page one.
Yeah, where it's your the first spot for the signature.
I did, right?
Well, you forgot the top signature, and
Where's the top?
where it says must sign as seller. Because you're the seller and the guarantor.
Hello, Hassan English International Market.
Yeah.
You mean that?
Yeah. So for the seller number one, you want to print your name and
I
title.
did, right?
No, you signed it on the second one, the guarantor.
First owner.
Yeah. You did the for the owner. You need to do it for the seller as well.
Oh, the seller of. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Okay, I didn't know that.
you're the seller and the guarantor.
Okay.
And then
Okay,
you
well.
forgot to you got forgot to print for the owner as well. If you can print and put your name and then write the
I
owner.
did. The first owner's signature here has
Don't.
Wayne B. Azzello. This is the first page I'm looking at,
Oh, you didn't print in the right spot.
Okay, I did the wrong one.
Yeah, you put in the wrong
Sign
spot.
here. Yeah, it's a sign here, so I put
Yeah, you
the
sign
name.
below, and then to the left of it, you print your name.
Okay, hold
See
on.
how?
This is agreement for direct deposit, something like that, right?
Yes.
We talk about that page.
Correct.
Okay, so the first one, bank name and everything, I put that, right?
Bank name. Wait. What page are you looking at?
I think that's why I'm asking you. Agreement for.
On the top of it says payment rights purchase and sale agreement.
Okay, hold on. I didn't get that one. That's why. Because the. I didn't see any. This is page 9.
It'll say page one on the bottom.
Say page 1? Okay, let me figure out. 9. Okay, 8, 7. Page 1. Okay, I got it now. Okay, let me put my. Okay, which part you ask me?
Okay, so you
for
see
the tailor number one.
Yeah, if you could print right there and then sign right next to it on the very
print
first.
Name. Okay, where I have to print name? Up
right underneath
the
of
bottom.
It. Yeah, you see how it says print name and title below?
Yeah,
so
a little
what?
Bit small part.
Yeah, it's really small. Okay. Right underneath of that blank line, print your name,
okay.
And then to the right of that, you're gonna sign your name.
On the right?
Yeah.
Because I put already sign in, I put my name. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that, but you got to do it on the first line. You did it right on that
line.
Spot. Yeah, on the first line. So you got there's going to be two signatures on this page.
Okay, the first line is the same spot with the bottom one.
Correct.
Or on the left.
Yes. So
okay, on the right?
Well, on the right, you got to sign as well. So the
okay.
first thing you need to do where it says for the seller, number one, print your name and then just
okay,
write.
Let me do it right now. Let me do
okay.
it right.
Sure.
Okay. Print name. Not my goodness, too small.
I know, it's very small.
Okay, B as a level. Okay, and sign.
And
right?
Then and sign right to the next, right to the right
yeah.
of it, where it
okay,
says signature.
I did.
Okay.
Okay, I did that. Okay.
And then you know how you signed on the bottom? Can you print your name on the other side?
Okay, the other side. Okay.
Yeah. And then so that page is done. You initialed everywhere else is good. Let me see here. Okay.
I think the rest is fine.
Let me make sure. Okay, so again, now page number 9.
Page number 9, okay. Okay, 9.
Yeah, okay. See where it says for the seller number 1?
Seller, yes.
Okay, you're going to print your name right there, and then you're going to sign right next to it.
Okay. I'm a seller?
Yeah, you're the seller and the guarantor. I know, it's confusing. It is confusing.
I know.
It is very, I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
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 And then once you do that, I don't have the bank page as well.
The bank what?
Yeah, the bank one. So I don't know if it never got sent or what happened, but I never received it. So it was it's the page that says agreement for direct deposits and ACH credits.
Okay. Okay.
So I
payment,
need to,
right. Okay, hold on. Okay, which one you told me? Okay, agreement for direct deposit?
Yes.
Rated,
yes,
and
correct.
You didn't get that?
I didn't get that one, so I need you to fill that one out completely.
I did.
Oh, okay. It's got the bank name and the routing number on it.
Centres, Campbell, tax ID I put.
Awesome. Good.
Writing number I did.
Okay. And
so
then did you sign on the bottom and print your name?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then
so
the title and date.
Design bank account. What does that mean?
That's the bank account where it's going to take the money out of and deposit the money.
Okay.
So
already you have the check. That's
I have the
I
check.
Didn't.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so
you don't,
that's fine.
Correct. You don't need to send that back to me.
Okay.
And then let me see here. Oh, and then the bank login information, I never received either.
What does that mean, login information?
You should see, that's what it's, the name of the form is called, bank login information.
What is it? Okay. payment, purchase ended, agreement. Okay, that's one, no. Okay. Okay. Yeah, show me 8-page only phone. Maybe that's why. Bank verification? No, it's not.
No, it's going to be called bank login information.
Okay. Decision log. No, that's not right.
No, bank. It, the very top will say bank login information.
Payment, price, purchase, and sale. No. I don't have that.
You don't have that page?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can resend it to you.
I have payment, right, purchase, and sale agreement.
No, that's not the one.
Okay.
I need there's also a form that says request for verification of lease agreement. Do you see that one as well?
Which one?
Request for verification of lease agreement. So that's just verifying your lease agreement.
Okay. What I have is addendum to payment rights, purchase and sale agreement.
Okay, nope. Addendum to purchase right. That's hold on. Yeah, that is a page, but that's not the one that we're looking at.
That's not the one?
No, it's not the one.
Oh,
we already
okay.
took care of that one.
Okay. Okay, payment, price, purchasing, and sale agreement. No?
Yeah, we signed that one. We did that one.
Yeah. Okay. Grantor. Underwriting. Something. That one. Special requested item. No?
No, not that one. It's going to be
Basic required. Documents? No.
No.
ACH authorization form?
That one needs to be signed too.
I did, right?
Okay, yeah, I never got it in the fax. So that one, I don't have.
You didn't get to the fax?
No, I didn't get that one. So that one,
okay.
Did you put the bank name, the account number, the routing number on there?
Okay, this one, yeah. Hold on. AB. Writing? It asks me tax ID?
No. It just asks you for the bank name, the account number, and the routing number.
What is it?
Is the form called ACH?
Bank name?
Uh-huh.
Chase? Who wrote it that? I'm not.
No?
That sample, maybe?
No, not the sample form. Not the sample form. The actual ACH form. It'll say Bank of Cardiff in the corner, and then it says ACH.
Yeah, this is, I think, sample you send me. Okay.
Okay.
This is sample. Okay, this one, agreement for something. I put that one. I told you the writing number and the branch and the tax ID I put there.
Okay.
You didn't get that. I'll send that.
Okay.
Okay. This is all it. initial I did.
Okay.
Already got all that, I think.
Yeah,
bank,
I just...
bank verification?
Yeah, the bank verification. There you go. That's one of them. Well, it says bank login information.
Okay, what does that mean?
Bank login. Do you see it? Do you have that page?
Bank verification, I got that. Bank account.
Yeah, bank verification.
I think this is...
You don't have to sign anything on that page. You just keep going to the next page.
Okay.
You're going to see it. It'll say bank login.
Maybe the next page, maybe if it is this one. Decision logic, is it? That one is the second one. Join me. Some of them, I think, sample or something.
Yeah, it's going to be a more of a sample one. It'll just say bank login information.
Okay. Below is summary of the steps. Okay, this is the actual. This is sample. LLC, agreement and guarantee. Not this one. This is already. No.
No. Okay, I tell you what, how about you, I will resend you the pages I don't have. How about you send me what you got, and then I'll send you an email of what I don't have.
Okay, that's better. So send me that, and that's better.
Okay,
so send
we'll do
me that, and let me print it, that one, and let me do it, yeah.
Perfect, I'll do that.
So if we finish this one, did I get money today?
You should hopefully, it's early enough, either today or tomorrow at the latest.
Okay.
So, let's finish it up. We'll wrap it up to the early this morning.
Okay. Send me now. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.